Yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl Pew. See, we back live 98.5 WJYM, man, bringing you the hottest radio station in the tri-state area. I'm excited to be back on your airways because I'm excited to have a special guest back online with us, man. We were just talking about it off air the last time we spoke because we're doing so much and keeping it pushing here in the city of Philadelphia. But we back at it, man, for the 2026 Culture Fest coming to you live in the city of Philadelphia. I got the founder of Kabila Events on the line with us. What's up, Sunny? How are you? Good
Hey,
afternoon. Happy
good afternoon.
Wednesday. Yes, please go ahead and give people a little bit of snippet of who you are so we can go ahead and get started in this conversation.
Yeah, so my name is Sonia Blount. Everyone calls me Sunny. I am the CEO of Kabila Events. We have been in existence for 5 years and counting, and we do a few staple events, so Culture Fest and the Philly Black Wine and Spirits Fest.
Yes. And, sis, when it comes down to just everything that you have accomplished, I just want to say congratulations. I just seen that you also were in a pitch competition. How was that? How was the experience of being in a pitch competition? You actually pitching your business.
Yes, it was surreal. I realized that I need to tap back in on the business side because I'm so used to being in the work and
Curating, yeah.
doing everything and curating and being front facing that it was like, oh, what are we doing? Like, how are we adding value and what are our financials and our projections and all those things? I was like, I actually need to do that more. So it was a great experience.
I love that for you. And just as a business owner, just asking, when you say tap back in, like, how did that feel for you to even be able to be like not vulnerable, but to even be in a space where you were putting things out there, because people, when they see Kabila event, they see lights, well, as they should, rightfully so, but I'm just saying, like, how did it feel for you to want to put yourself out there in that way where it could be in the public
It felt naked,
eye?
right? Like, because you're exposing yourself and putting yourself. I don't have an issue with public speaking, but when I'm speaking about the work that I'm doing
Yeah.
and getting into the nitty-gritty and being judged, because it's a competition, right?
That
So
part.
you're being judged on site and asking the hard questions and having to be reflective. If it was a bit of a vulnerable and naked moment, it required a lot of self-reflection, not even just like, oh, we're doing these things, but also like, who are you? Like,
Yeah.
are you okay with being the face of this thing and talking about it very, very confidently? So it was a very a naked and vulnerable experience for sure.
I love that. And I started with that because also, just me doing my due diligence before we came on, I kind of listened back to what we were talking about last year. And what we were talking about last year kind of stemmed on just like your growth and trying to find ways of how Kabila event fits in a city like Philadelphia. What does that look like from venues to actually curation to like the people that you actually want to work with in partnership, right? And to see you level up this year going into the beginning of the year, starting off at as a pitch competition, is like she's doing what she said she was going to do. You know what I mean? So that
Tell
just brings it.
people, let them know.
Exactly. And that just brings it around full circle because we're talking about 4 years, right? When we talk about Culture Fest, we're talking about 4 years. And right now you're off the eve of Juneteenth, you're bringing back that Afro diaspora, talking about it in full circle. So talk to me a little bit about this year's theme and it being the 4th year.
This year's theme was inspired not only by the FIFA, the World Cup, and people that are coming to the city and bringing energy and love and light into the city, but also just a recognition of Philadelphia and our resilience and our urbanness and kind of mixing the two worlds. So I've always been really, really inspired, and I tell this story all the time by Odunday
Yeah.
and the jazz festivals and all of the things that on a large scale happen around the city. So we having this once in a lifetime opportunity for people coming into the city from different diasporas and us being an existing here, both fully and strong and who we are as Black people, like how
Yeah.
can we merge the two? So that's where the Afro street wear celebration of diaspora came from.
Yeah.
Just trying to kind of combine those things.
And I love what you've turned, Culture Fest into as far as a fashion show, right? Like, at this point, it's a fashion show. You feel me?
That was not the intention
Exactly. That's what I'm
at
saying. Like, it just organically turned into, and I think it was right after that, rodeo theme that you had. I feel like everybody was like, yo, we jumping into a full theme. Right? So, even on that, like knowing that people are picking up, buying outfits, picking up little trinkets to get ready to dress for Culture Fest, like how does that make you feel? Like the themes, because now you got to really put thought into it.
I mean, it makes me step my game up because I'm like, y'all not gonna outshine me now. Like,
Yeah.
let me find a dashiki, but let me
Yeah.
get some pieces. And I think it also makes me have a lot of joy to see the creativity, because I am a creative in my own right. Like these events are my own, creative outlet. But to see people really tap into their own creativity, to find people's visions come to light. I have people in the DMs like, I am the reigning champ and I am coming for
Yeah.
next. I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna be serious. So it's really, really
Are
exciting.
you giving out award for best dress?
We do have some sponsors. Shout out to our
Okay.
sponsors and brand partners that will be contributing to the best dress competition this year. You can get
Amazing.
tickets, but we got tickets and a couple of other things too.
I love that. Okay. All right. So y'all better come ready. Better come dressed to impress. But also, if you just want to come laid back too, you can
Sure.
come that too. You know, it's an event for
Sure.
everybody. We ain't gonna put no pressure on you. You know
No
what I'm
pressure.
saying?
No
No,
pressure.
right. This not New York Fashion Week, technically, right? And then Sunny, also, it being the 4th year, what can people expect? Anything new, anything exciting, fresh? What can people expect?
Yeah, so new this year, so we have more performances.
Awesome.
Wanted to take the time to really spotlight some local artists, some local performing artists that are doing some amazing things and really bringing talent to the city and keeping arts and culture alive here. We also have, of course, our cultural influencer awards that happen every
Yes.
year, and we have some new people that we've selected. Shout out to Queen Yazzie, Jason, Pastor Aaron,
Yes.
and Delilah, and the DJ Nash.
Okay.
In addition to that, we have something called Cultural Conversations that will be facilitated on one of our stages. It's
Awesome.
going to be some hot trending topics,
So.
a panel conversation, and people I think are really going to appreciate that. So shout out to Kenlo, Marquise, Devon, and Mr. Please Don't Arc Me for facilitating those conversations.
I love that. I love that. And that actually brings it back full circle by you putting every piece into, you know, the actual festival within itself. And going back to the awards, I really do appreciate that you are honoring Pastor Aaron Campbell, right? I feel like with Level Up Philly, what he has done with our youth, you know, and we talk about thousands and thousands of kids who go through that facility every day. I think that is important because you think about like blending the generational gaps, right? Specifically like with Culture Fest. I mean, from what I've seen, it tends to bring out a lot of millennials and Gen Zs, right? So when you think about bringing somebody like Pastor Aaron Campbell, I think that would like really bring an eye to what he's doing for that next generation. Because yes, people probably heard of Level Up, but don't know the face behind it. Because Pastor, he be trying to chill as much as possible, you know? So the fact that, you know, you're about to bring him up on the stage and thousands of people are about to actually see his face and like put a face to, you know, the actual impact, I think is really big. So I appreciate you all for doing that, for real, for real.
So inspired by the work he's doing.
Yeah. And, you know, and even when it comes down to for people who want to be up next, you know, how do they get in the runnings? How do they get in the rankings for something like that?
Yeah, so we usually do a application so people can nominate
So.
people to be selected for the awards. We also keep our eyes and ears to the street. So throughout the year, our team members will kind of come to the table and say, these are some of the people that we see. Let's review the re re excuse me, review that. And then we have the People's Choice Awards. So from that nomination, we usually select someone for the special Cultural Influencer Award of the
All right,
year.
so y'all need to look out for that application if you feel like somebody deserves it, or if you feel like yourself you deserve it. You feel me? Make sure you put your bid in next year for real. But start with coming. You know, it all involves you starting coming. You got to meet the people where they're at so they can see that you're actually outside and part of the people, part of the diaspora, right? Going
Exactly.
back to the theme about what we're talking
Come
about.
on now, come on. Full circle.
And for sure, for sure. And I also wanted to bring up, because you did mention the fact that you will have more performance this year, right? So, you know, as a curator, I always ask this question, like, how do you decide who gets on the stage? There's so many artists, so many people, I'm sure, who are hitting you up, like, Sunny, this is my time, this is my, I want to shine. Like, how do you actually decide this?
Yeah, I think so. A few things. I work in collaboration with another group called Black Teeth,
Okay.
and they help
Fire.
us
Shout out to
to,
Black Teeth. Yeah.
shout out to Black Teeth, and they help us to curate some of the artists and performances that are kind of within and connected to their work. They are also musical artists, so they have an eye and ear for really quality
Yep.
performances. And we go and look on the Instagrams. We have an application for that as well that we
So.
put out 3 months in advance, people. 3 months in advance, not the
Yeah.
week of now. Come on now. Just to kind of sift through who would make the most sense at the event. We consider stage presence, we consider connectivity, we consider the social media. If it is millennial slash kind of family-ish friendly, because we don't allow, 21 and under, but we still want to be respectful of the people that are in the space. And lastly, I would say we consider who seems like they're committed to the art and to the work. They're not just posting once a year and just kind of like trying to find different things to do, but they are actually investing in their craft,
Love that.
something that we typically look for. And I grew up in a church, right? So I'm always like, how you getting connected to the people mentally, physically, spiritually? Like, are people
Exactly. And
feeling you?
that
Yes.
matters.
Are people
That
feeling you, or are you just up there carrying on now?
matters. Because this is Philly, where people would be in the crowd waving one minute and walk away the next. You feel
That's
me? So it's
it.
gonna be telling regardless. Even if you get picked, it still might be a little telling if you ain't practiced before you got up here. So
Absolutely,
for real,
absolutely.
for real. So I already know that I seen the lineup myself. So I already know that the lineup is gonna be incredible, impactful. And then also you're at Liberty Point, right? You're bringing it back to Liberty Point for another year. Talk to me just about that location. I visited that location before and it's amazing. And I feel like the way that you have it at the time is gonna be like right over the sun with the water, like perfect thinking. So talk to me a little bit about just that partnership with Liberty Point. Why do you think you want to continue to just bring folks out?
Yeah, we really, really love the space. It's so many different components to the space that we're able to activate. I like the fact that it's a consistent space, so people know that typically every year we will be there. There's staging there, there's different tents that, again, we can activate. I would say, I think in a couple of years we may be outgrowing the space because
Talk heavy.
it's expanding, right? So we are always on the, keeping our eyes on the swivel for different spaces, but it's right on the water. It's
I love it.
convenient. There's other things around it. So, we definitely love the space.
I love that. I love that. And it's actually going down this Saturday. I know we jumped right into the conversation. I didn't even give y'all a date or a time. It's actually going down this Saturday, June 27th, from 3 to 8 p.m. at Liberty Point, which is like right on the waterfront, Christopher Columbus Boulevard, for those who know. So make sure you pull up, grab a ticket. How can they grab a ticket, actually, Sunny?
Yeah, so you can go to Eventbrite and type in Culture Fest. Go to an Eventbrite and type in Culture Fest. You can also find us on Posh, or if you want to go to our Instagram, it's in the link in our bio at Kabila Events, KABILA Events with an S.
Yes. And I can't hold back. We need to know about the food. What's up with the food, right? What's going on with the food? One thing we know about Philly and a festival, we gotta have some good food. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so it's standard Liberty Point food. So they have
Okay.
the wings and the French fries and the
Okay.
salads and
Okay.
the pan pizzas. They also have the drinks a-flowing. So hopefully, again, one day we'll be able to kind of bring in some of
Hold
our
that.
people to get up in that kitchen and
Okay. All
whip a little
right.
things up. So
We'll be cool with Liberty Point. Long as they show love, we show love right back. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
I feel
it.
that. I feel that.
So
And then you also
you ain't got mama in the kitchen with the arm whipping it up, but you can get a little something.
I love that. And one thing too that you're keeping it very culture, you're keeping it very friendly, kick package, is that you're having a double dutch demonstration. You know what I'm saying? You're bringing in double dutch, you're bringing in fun, you're bringing in, people feeling like they back outside on the block. Talk to me a little bit about that. What was the mindset behind that one?
Yeah, so it's our second year of us kind of activating. We want to just make people feel like this is a block party, it's a day party, it's community, and have that nostalgia feeling. So we will be hosting that. We also have a few other activations. We have like a live game podcasting activation. We have some live art activations happening as well. We got some dance competitions. Like there's a lot of
You about to
different
get out
things
there and
that's going
start
on.
Wu-Tanging? You about to be Wu?
They're not ready. I'm not going there. I don't want to, I don't want to kill nobody at the end. Respect, respect.
I love that, man. I feel like, this is exactly the energy that's going to be brought on Saturday. It's a family-friendly event, but again, 21 plus, make sure you bring your ID. Come bring a safe environment, already in your head so you can have fun when you get there. And then, Sunny, I want to ask you too, right? Because when you think about just events that's happening around the city, I know you mentioned that you wanted this to kind of already blend and flow with what's going on with the 250, but just bringing it back in general, right? Because this is something that people can enjoy while watching the game. This is something that people can enjoy, if they don't even want to be around a large crowd, but they want to be around people that's familiar, why should people be heading to Culture Fest this Saturday?
I would say, just to go back on the conversation about blending in with things that are happening in the city, I would say that Culture Fest is rooted, right? So
Talk to me.
rather 250 is here or not, whether it's 251, 252, 254, doesn't matter. Cultural fast and Kabbalah events is rooted here. It is Philadelphia born and raised, just like I am. And if you want to come into a space where you are looking for peace, community, love, joy, a quick A, a quick
Yeah.
you look good, you
See
want to feel like arms are wrapped around you for
people you ain't seen in a
physically.
while.
Yes, and collectively, Culture Fest is the place to be. And it's a lot of people's favorite event. So it's just love. So I would say come to Culture Fest if you want to feel love, you know.
That's love, man. I appreciate you, Sunny, always for all the work that you're doing here in the city of Philadelphia, everything that you got going on. You actually added a cookout this year to your repertoire. How was that?
That was fun. So it was in celebration of our 5th year anniversary.
Yeah.
I think next time we're probably gonna do it at like a bigger space and invite out some performances. So we're gonna crank it up, but it just was like a good old fashioned time. We had Double Dutch, we had the old school candy, the candy cigarettes, the little pop rocks, and
Yes.
we did different competitions and we had the Jenga and all those cool things that you remember from your childhood.
And shout out to you partnering with some of the best Black-owned spots in the city. You know, say, could you partner with two local? And I think that that was a great, space to even open up people again to things that they don't even know that's happening in the city as far as the lawn. You know, most people don't even know that exists. So I appreciate you even doing that partnership. I feel like you are being very strategic. Again, going back to our conversation last year, you are actually doing what you said you're going to do. And I appreciate the level up and I love the growth. You know what I mean? Because I want to see things like this and continue to exist and continue to be sustainable in a city like Philadelphia, for real, for real. Go
Actually,
ahead.
the lawn was where we had our first larger event, and we did it in collaboration with 6-8. It
Okay.
was at 6-8 in the Philadelphia Film Society. So it was
Big.
a night and it was right on the lawn. It was about 4 years ago. So it felt beautiful to just come a full circle and
Do you
bring
have a
it back to the
calendar of
space.
everything that you've curated before in your life? Well, in your career, I should say.
Oh, that's a great idea. No,
Yeah,
I
I think you need to
don't.
kind of start building out a calendar.
I have like old flyers and stuff that I have kind of balled up somewhere, but I should
Because I'm
definitely
trying,
get
I
it
mean,
out.
I know because we be in it sometimes, so we don't see the level up, but I'm telling you, since like, you feel me? Like, you're doing your big one for real, for real. But again, telling people how they can find a couple of events, how they can get a ticket to Cure, Culture Fest, I'm sorry, and how they can stay locked with everything you got going on.
Yeah, so if you have the Eventbrite or Posh app, you can go and type in the search box Culture Fest. Or if you want to go to our Instagram at Kabbalah Events, follow us, period. And then you can find the link in our bio. Kabbalah Events is spelled KAB as in boy, ILA events with an S.
Yes, and also a part of this festival is a marketplace, a Black marketplace, a vendor marketplace, entrepreneur marketplace, however you want to describe it in your head. So please make sure you understand that you need to come to support these Black-owned businesses. Buying a ticket to Culture Fest is supporting a Black-owned business, but there's so much more that you can do. You know, you don't have to just stop with the ticket at the door. You can come in and support the people who are there who are supporting you all at the same time. Sunny, thank you for building out a marketplace of beautiful Black-owned businesses, you know, so they can come and get their things off. And people can be seen in their gifts, whether it's the trinkets from their jewelry down to their t-shirts. So thank you for always supporting. And I appreciate all the things that you do for the media as well, because I received the media press kit. I've received the link that you have where you're building out an entire media team. Like, I'm just like, yo, this is beautiful. Like, I'm just being serious. Like, it's an amazing thing to see, for real, for real. I thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday because I actually will be there. So I look forward to seeing you
Yes,
on Saturday.
finally, y'all,
Yeah.
finally, because it's so hard to get her everywhere. Thank goodness.
I'm gonna be there.
I'm like, at this point, I'm begging. Woo!
Don't do me like that. Shout out to Teresa, man. That's my good sister media. I appreciate y'all so much for always keeping me plugged in and keeping me in the loop, for real, for real. But yeah, sending my blessings, and I will see you Saturday. I'm gonna be dressed to a T. Just know
Come on now. Can't wait to
that.
see you.
All
Thank
right, peace.
you.
Have a good one. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl, PLC. We'll be right back. Stay locked.
Michael.